There's been a lot of legal wrangling over President Trump's travel bans. Trump's first executive order restricting travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven Muslim-majority nations caused chaos at U.S. airports and was eventually suspended by the courts. Now the president's second, narrower travel ban is the subject of more legal challenges, and the uncertainty over all of the above is still causing a lot of people to cancel plans to visit the U.S. This week, for example, the Girl Guides of Canada, kind of like the Girl Scouts north of the border, announced that it's canceling all trips to the U.S. The group said it didn't want any girls to be denied access at the U.S.-Canada border. In recent weeks, there have been several cases of Canadian citizens being turned away at the border. One involved a Canadian citizen being questioned about her Muslim faith. In another case, members of an Ontario church group were questioned by U.S. border officials about whether they'd be stealing American jobs while on a volunteer mission trip. Jim Cambridge is superintendent of the Sooke School District. That's in British Columbia. It's one of several school districts in Canada currently reconsidering all kinds of educational trips to the U.S. So, Jim, how close are you to a decision to cancel your trips?
Well, Marco, we've made some decisions already, actually. We've been in the process of examining them. We had four scheduled to go this springtime. I've put some restrictions on those trips moving. Schools met, and parents on three of those trips have decided to cancel the trips before it even reached my desk.
Yeah, so what are you looking at in terms of what you would actually support in terms of like field trips to the U.S. right now?
Well, we're at a bit of a time of uncertainty. The new travel ban begins tomorrow. As you can appreciate, parents of children don't like uncertainty. And so with the notion that there could be detainment at the border, that even if it isn't their child, possibly another child in the group could be stopped or perhaps even a teacher, that's created some anxiety with parents. And as you know, the parents love and adore their kids and want to make sure they're safe all the time. And so the first step is that parents have to feel comfortable going. The second step for me as a superintendent is to ensure that we have adequate supervision should, unfortunately, a student or a chaperone be detained. And that means that I put a requirement to increase the number of chaperones so that if a student's detained, they be with someone at a border crossing if the rest of the group has to pass.
Did you ever think that as a school superintendent, you would one day be dealing with all these legal idiosyncrasies of immigration to the United States?
No. When I went to teacher college, it was the last thing I thought I'd ever be working on. That's true. But it is a complex world we live in now, and political decisions are made throughout the world, and we need to make our own decisions about whether we want to participate in that. You know, we have great relationships with U.S. schools. Many of our trips go down for music is a big thing for us. We have lots of bands that travel to the States and they like to perform down there. It's an opportunity for them to perform. And we have lots of athletic teams that also like to go down, football and soccer teams, lacrosse teams that regularly go to Oregon and Washington State and California to work at colleges and have an opportunity to show their stuff. And sadly, lots of those trips will be canceled, I believe.
Wow. I imagine you have some Muslim and immigrant kids in your school district who may get treated differently at the border. Are you especially worried about them?
We are. Yes, we do. We do have a number of students that come from some of the identified countries. We also have refugee students that we've recently taken in from Syria into our school district. And the second part of our concern about student safety is certainly about discrimination. And that's about ensuring that no one student feels like they're stopping a trip from going because of their nationality, whether their place of birth or their faith.
So what are other school districts doing and preparing for? What have you been hearing from them?
Well, I think my colleagues in my neighboring districts have similar plans. They have some trips that are going. We have one trip that will continue. We've vetted that trip very closely. We put an extra supervision on it, and we've gone through every student's passport, both looking at their nationality, their place of birth, and places that they may have traveled. And we don't see any reason why anyone on that trip would be detained. And there was a great investment on parents in this particular one, which they can't get back. So parents are out of pocket thousands of dollars, and they want to insure that trip. But I have talked to my superintendent colleagues. I think we're all being a little wary about approving too many more trips down there.
What do you think Canada and the U.S. lose if there are far fewer school trips, if there are no school trips?
Well, I think the cultural exchange is important. I think U.S. citizens and Canadian citizens share lots of values and interests, and we regularly travel back and forth to each other's country. Most of Canada actually lives in the 48th parallel, the bulk of our nation, so we connect quite well. So I think there's a loss of connection and potentially a concern that doesn't need to be there, I suppose.
Jim Cambridge, superintendent of the Sooke School District in British Columbia, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.